An anecdotal survey of pet owners would probably disclose that many of us leave on music for our pets when we leave for the day. Our cat Leona, for example, seems to love Thistle and Shamrock. But do our pets really enjoy music that, after all, was written by and for human beings? Musician and producer Skip Haynes believes that dogs are entitled to music that particularly pleases and stimulates them. His latest project is a new CD called Ask the Animals, Songs to Make Dogs Happy. He joins us now from our studios at NPR West. Mr. Haynes, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Hello, Scott.
You're serious about this, aren't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dogs like really good times and good moods. One of the things we learned is you should never, ever talk about depression, death, bad things in front of your animal because they will pick up on it.
You essentially had doggy focus groups, I gather.
Yes. Dr. Kim tested over 200 dogs.
Dr. Kim is?
Dr. Kim Ogden, who's our intuitive animal communicator, who is the one who translates for us, basically.
Yeah. Translates between human beings and animals.
We would bring a group of dogs into a room, and we would actually play the music for the dogs, and Dr. Kim would ask them what they thought of the songs. And I remember
Excuse me, Mr. Mm-hmm. Haynes. I dearly love animals, dogs included, and I believe that people and animals can communicate. But I have yet to meet the dog who will say, tweak the bass a little more on that one, won't you?
Oh, well, I met a dog that said, I've heard better.
Now, how do we know the dog said that?
We don't, but that's what came through.
Oh, that's what the dog whisperer says. Yeah.
Yes.
We want to alert our listeners that in a few moments we're going to play the number one hit on your album. So it might be a good time to bring your dog into the room and we'll actually test the charms of Mr. Haynes' music. But in the meantime, Mr. Haynes, I want to cut to the chase, as dogs say, and play, if I may, this human being's favorite tune on your CD. This one is called Scratch My Back.
Scratching feels good, makes me smile like it should. Scratching feels good. Ooh, scratching feels fine. You can scratch my back anytime.
Who's that singing, Mr. Haynes?
That would be me singing.
Come on, this could be just a fraud, couldn't it?
It could be, but my dog actually changed her behavior patterns based on what Kim told us. She told us to do certain things with our dog, and the dog's behavior pattern changed. So I can't say for sure, but she does hundreds of consultations a year.
According to your doggy focus groups, are there certain qualities in the music that seem to be common between hits?
One thing, for example, we had to be very careful about how we used our percussion or drums, because for certain dogs, especially in rescue situations, they equate it with gunshots.
Ooh.
We stayed away from the word no. If you tell the word no to an animal,
they just
shut down.
Exactly.
So, I mean, this stuff, you know, it's simple, but it took us a lot of money in 6 months to figure out how to do this stuff.
Let's hear another song that's on this album. It's called You're a Good Dog.
You are so adorable. How beautiful. What a handsome pup. You are wonderful. Are so cute. Hello, baby. Hello. You're a good dog. You're a good dog. You're a good dog. Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are.
We try to get a melody that was very pleasant and so forth, but dogs like that song because dogs like being told you're a good dog and they understand what you're saying. Our CD comes with instructions, by the way. What we tell people is you should play this once a day for about 2 to 3 weeks. And when you play it, be in the room or have the animal with you because they will associate that music with you and quality time. And then when you play it after you leave, it tends to settle them down and help with separation anxiety, and it works.
Our listeners now have their dogs nearby. We want to play what I'm told is the number one hit on this album.
It's our big number one single.
All right, all you folks out at home, bring your dogs near. Coming to you tonight. Now we're going to be spitting Squeaky Deaky.
Squeaky
squeaky deaky. I love my squeaky toy, squeaky deaky. It makes me jump for joy, squeaky deaky. Roll it on the ground, squeaky deaky. I love that squeaky sound, oh.
I mean, ideally, how should dogs be registering their reaction, Mr. Haynes?
Well, usually they look at the speakers, they check out where the squeaky toy is, they, you know, things like that. Sometimes they dance. I mean, it depends on the dog.
Skip Haynes, nice talking to you.
Oh, Scott, it was a pleasure as always.
His new album is called Ask the Animal, Songs to Make Dogs Happy. To hear full-length tracks from the album, you can come to our website, npr.org. And if your dog is listening and wants to register a reaction, you can contact us at wesat@npr.org.
Squeaky deaky, roll it on the ground.
Imagine for an enterprising man of music and commerce like you, Mr. Haynes, music for cats would be pretty much irresistible.
That will be out at the beginning of July.
Squeaky deaky. I love that squeaky sound. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh.
For the dogs, this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.